Walk into any professional kitchen during dinner service and you'll witness something extraordinary. Controlled chaos transforming into seamless execution. 20 different dishes emerge simultaneously, each component timed to perfection, plates leaving the pass at body temperature exactness. How? The answer lies in mise en place, a French term meaning put in place, that represents far more than ingredient prep. It's a complete philosophy of working that has quietly revolutionized how top performers across industries approach their craft. From Google to Airbnb, executives are discovering what chefs have known for centuries. The kitchen holds a blueprint for excellence that transcends cooking entirely. Consider Jeremy's typical morning. He oversleeps, rushes out without breakfast, arrives at a desk buried under papers, and faces an inbox that's become a digital landfill. Throughout his day, he ricochets between forgotten tasks like a pinball, missing meetings he organized, forgetting crucial documents, disappointing his boss, and ultimately missing his son's soccer game. Jeremy isn't lazy or incompetent. He's educated, technically skilled, and genuinely cares about his work. His problem runs deeper. He lacks a system. We've collectively spent over $10 billion on organization products, downloaded countless productivity apps, and still find ourselves overwhelmed. Why? Because most solutions address isolated problems without providing a holistic philosophy. Meanwhile, professional kitchens operate under conditions that would break most office workers. Perishable resources, immovable deadlines, physical demands, and zero margin for error. Yet chefs have developed organizational principles so refined that they can train complete novices to serve flawless meals to hundreds of guests. The irony is striking. Precisely because kitchens face more intense pressure, they've evolved more sophisticated solutions. This isn't about becoming more productive or checking off more tasks. It's about fundamentally restructuring how we move through our days, transforming frantic scrambling into purposeful flow. Mise en place rests on three core values: preparation as the central act, completing everything thoroughly before service, process, refined methods, including specific movements, tool placement, and checklists, and presence, arriving early, developing intense focus while remaining attuned to surroundings, maintaining work-life boundaries. Chef Dwayne LaPuma constantly ran out of prep until confronted by colleagues. His solution? Arriving earliest, becoming a planning machine. Chefs understand cooking follows physical laws that can't be rushed. Making a list is half the job. They must also square it with the clock, deciding how much time tasks actually require and making hard choices about what's achievable. Chef Wiley Dufresne wrote his next day tasks, destroyed the list, rewrote from memory, repeated, internalizing the plan until it became part of him. Most of us are either under-planners who plunge in unprepared or over-planners who create elaborate systems but never execute. We need the chef's mature relationship with time, determining our daily actions, ordering them in sequence, and working within time's constraints with clear-eyed realism. Jerobi White from A Tribe Called Quest struggled with kitchen efficiency until Chef Josh, Shorty, taught him to see his workspace as a triangle: pans left, ingredients right, pivoting without wasted motion. As Wiley DeFrenz explains, theoretically, if you have enough mise en place, you can just cook forever, feet planted, arms swirling in an upper body ballet. Chefs arrange tools with surgical precision, keeping items close, ordering by usage, grouping in zones, maintaining consistent arrangements so movements become automatic. Through repetition, the prefrontal cortex cedes control to the basal ganglia, and actions become unconscious. Kitchen designer Jimmy Yui follows a counterintuitive principle: make kitchens as small as possible. Within this magic triangle, chefs utilize both hands simultaneously, shaking a pan while grabbing ingredients. The pinnacle is task chaining, thinking while moving in continuous flow. When Wiley DeFrenz found Stag AR Samantha Henderson making a mess juicing beets, he taught her what Jean-Georges Vongeriton had taught him: if you can't clean, you can't cook. You cook the way you look. Chefs constantly wipe cutting boards with moist towels, sometimes using mild bleach or vinegar. When cooks fall behind, in the weeds, their stations are invariably littered with scraps and scattered tools. Messy station equals messy mind. Clean station equals clean mind. Chef Dwayne Lapuna connects cleaning to breathing, the foundation of athletic performance and Eastern spiritual practices. Your tolerance of dirt reflects your tolerance of distractions. When orders flood Josh Eden's kitchen, Jean-Georges Vongerichten's mantra echoes, "Guys, pans on. Put pans on the stove immediately." This creates visual placeholders and allows pans to heat while preparing ingredients. Making first moves recognizes that the present has greater value than the future. Actions taken now have more impact because their effects have more time to perpetuate. Chefs cultivate two dimensions of time: immersive time, hands-on work, and process time, hands-off work that sets other processes in motion. Process time multiplies value. A 2-minute task now might prevent a 15-minute delay later. Chef Charlene Johnson Hadley battles a mountain of mushrooms that need cleaning for soup. Her mind wanders to other tasks, pecan tarts, sherbets, but she forces focus. Stop, Charlene. No, you need to finish sorting these. The kitchen's iron law: a dish that's 90% finished has the same worth as one that's 0% finished. From the customer's perspective, a steak without peppercorn sauce isn't 90% complete, it's 0% complete. Finishing yields crucial benefits: physical space and mental clarity. Completed tasks free up precious workspace, while finished actions no longer require attention. As Chef Eden taught Jarobi White, a task isn't done until it's completely done. Carrots aren't finished when cut, but when labeled, stored, and put away. Chefs balance two principles: make first moves immediately, but don't start what you can't finish. When starting anything, ask, "How and when will I finish?" Angelo Sosa, a former baseball star, brought competitive speed to Jean-Georges Vongerichten's kitchen and failed spectacularly. His rushing led to mistakes, earning him the nickname "Hurry Up and Make It Twice Sosa." Only when Sosa learned to slow down did he achieve the equilibrium needed in fine dining. Chef David McHugh taught Melissa Gray, "Chefs never run because they're always in the right place at the right time. Running signals poor preparation, the mark of a mere cook rather than a chef. When facing deadlines, resist the urge to rush. Instead, stop, breathe, and if necessary, clean your station to force a pause. This creates space to think clearly and steadies the body for precise movements. Neurologically, myelinization, how our brain wires neural pathways, preserves movement quality. Practicing sloppily ensures continued sloppiness. Practicing precisely builds quality velocity. True speed emerges from deliberate practice, not frantic rushing." As a teenage dishwasher at the Palm Beach Yacht Club, Thomas Keller discovered that extraordinary care, not speed, created true efficiency. He embraced six disciplines: organization, efficiency, feedback, rituals, repetition, and teamwork, values that guided his journey to becoming America's greatest chef. Working clean adapts mise en place for life outside the kitchen. The central practice is the daily mise, a 30-minute planning session to clear your workstation and plan tomorrow. While we honor promises to others and maintain habits like exercise, few commit to regular preparation. This half hour imparts serenity, offloads mental burdens, and ensures you'll consult your plan daily. After preparing your plan, follow it and examine results. The goal is excellence, not just productivity. Productivity alone leads to process fetishization, sacrificing well-being. Conversely, process dodgers avoid schedules believing creativity needs freedom, missing that true artists have disciplined processes. The hardest part isn't establishing systems, it's maintaining them. The daily mise succeeds because it's designed specifically to maintain other organizational systems. Work in clean isn't about becoming a robot optimized for output, it's about becoming more fully human, present, purposeful, and prepared. That half hour isn't stolen from your evening. It's the foundation that makes everything else possible.